It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
And we're back. It's been a week. We're doing a second episode now because William may or may not be busy during this next week.
Yeah, because when you're listening to this...
No. I'll get to it.
When you're listening to this, Halloween is going to be the very next day.
Yes.
And me and the other, well, I should say the other adult in the house and I are, might be doing something all week next week. I'm not sure yet, but we're going to record this just in case so that we have that time set aside.
The producer and I are actually doing something a little different for once for Halloween, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. Hello. And welcome to the Magical Talking Hat Podcast, the only podcast in the world that doesn't talk about you behind your back. The other ones do. All of them.
No, we talk about you right to your face.
Exactly. I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 190.
Yes. And for those of you who waited 190 episodes to join us, let me give you the rundown here. We have a hat. It's magical in that it has its own email address, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Once again, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. All good-hearted people and people who hope to go to heaven when they die, write in to that email address with little things, little questions, comments, topics, stuff like that. And the hat on its own, magically, transmogrifies those emails into little note cards with the information written on them that manifest physically within the hat itself. We, its disloyal but completely bound servants, reach within the hat at random, draw out a card at random. We don't really reach in at random. We reach in when we plan to. But we draw out a card at random, read it on the air, talk about it till we're bored, do that for about an hour, and that's the whole show.
Yeah, the magic part is we don't write these out. The hat does it all by itself.
Yes, it's magic.
And then we don't read them ahead of time. We don't know what's going to come out of the hat before we start. We just draw them out, read them as they come. Because we've had people ask, hey, how come you haven't read my question? Well, because it hasn't come out of the hat. We don't really plan it or rehearse it or anything like that.
If you are just joining us for the first time, we're recording this early, so we just finished last week's like 10 minutes ago.
Because we like to have them on Thursday nights. That's when we post them, every Thursday night. And if we aren't going to be available on a Thursday night, we'll record it ahead of time so that we can have a new episode each Thursday.
At the time you're hearing this, we have posted 190 in a row every Thursday for 190 Thursdays.
Yep.
Pretty impressive.
And 200 will be January 8th.
Oh, soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to do then, fly to Australia or something.
Because two episodes, maybe it's three.
Bring back Samuel L. Jackson.
We were talking about it being like late January or early February, but no, it's January 8th.
Okay, so.
Your story that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Something happened to me last week.
2 weeks ago now, I guess.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. The week when the producer was gone. Something happened to me that upon inspection of it afterward, I realized that the telling of such a thing was possibly the best story ever to give one a sense of what it is like to be me.
Okay.
So I'd like to tell that story now. Now,
why not?
I'm going to say this is less of an issue for listeners at home because I can't hear you. It's more of an issue for William because you are here.
And you want me to shut up? Like, not say anything.
Well, I always want you to
just
shut up.
Just let you go.
But, no, that's not
you.
It. No, but I should say,
in the way of
based on other people who I've told the story to, I feel the need to explain some things.
Oh, I'm not the first person you've told the story to?
I told the story many times that very day.
To yourself?
No, to various people at work.
Oh.
And I told to the producer when she came home, stuff like that. And I should say,
okay,
this story, despite sometimes my colorful use of present tense in places as a narrative device only, this story happened in the past. The decisions have already been made and the consequences felt. So it is useless to attempt to get me to make the right decision while I'm telling it to you, or tell me how I should do it, because it's already been done.
Am I prone to telling you what you should do?
No, but I have encountered this. In the telling of this story, I have people say, oh, no, don't do that.
Because it's like, don't go downstairs.
Exactly.
The light doesn't work. It's dark, and that's where the bad guy's probably hiding.
Exactly. It's the story equivalent of yelling at the TV screen,
oh,
don't go in the barn or whatever.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't do that
yes.
anyway.
It has come up, so I'm just warning you.
I appreciate
this happened
warning,
in the past.
Okay.
So, as any story that would relay the
foundation. How far back in the past are we talking?
Again, 2 weeks ago.
It happened. So, yeah, of course it's in the past. So, but you're going to talk about it like it's happening right now?
No, occasional words are in the present tense as a narrative. And this is the only possible reason I can have to explain why some people were trying to save me and advise me while I was telling the story.
Because they thought you'd fast forward it into the present,
or that
something?
It was happening right now, or something. I don't even know. I don't even know, but it happened.
Okay.
On more than one occasion.
All right. Okay. I'll just.
So then I started adding this disclaimer at the beginning. Story okay. happened in the past.
In the past.
You cannot change it now.
Cannot change it.
Yeah.
You can't change it. I can't change
Nobody.
It. It's not going to change.
No.
Fate has been sealed.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm already dead. If you're hearing this message, it means no. Sorry. So, as with any story that would be central to my existence, it's about food.
Food?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically about what I... One morning, I'm determining what I'm going to have for lunch. And I say morning because it's still morning. This is probably like 9:30. I start work at 8:30, but this is what I'm working on already, is what I'm going to have for lunch. And it's complicated for me now, of course, because... There's the Weight Watchers point to consider, and I have a certain. I have a fair bit this particular morning. I believe I have 58 remaining.
Don't do it.
Too soon.
Okay.
But I'm going to dinner with friends tonight, so I want to make sure I save enough for that. We're going out for sushi, and as I believe I've said before, sushi is surprisingly low in Weight Watchers point.
Sure.
So I need something. In the middle, like I don't want a real expensive lunch in terms of points, but it doesn't have to be the real cheap thing either. I see you preparing to say, "Don't do it again."
I'm waiting for when it has.
Hold back.
When am I going to know when to say it?
You may never know, okay. And more importantly, you never should.
Okay.
But I would like to point out that this is neither. I don't know what's happening in Syria right now. I don't watch the news. This is what I spend my time doing. Is shortly after breakfast. I dedicate large portions of time figuring out what I'm going to have for lunch.
Do you think that's unusual, though? I mean, I think that's...
I don't know. It's very me.
I think the modern American worker, that's probably true.
So, I finally set on Wendy's.
Don't do it! Oh, I got it right that time. Didn't I?
Yes, you successfully did the annoying thing that I mentioned other people did and told you not to do.
Is that when they said don't do it?
No.
Oh. So I didn't get it right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't do it at the right time.
This is where I wish we had a cough button.
Now listen.
Because then I could hit it while I punch you in the face.
I thought the reason you explained this thing other people did, that was your clever way of telling me that's what you wanted me to do.
No.
Oh.
This is possibly the most soul-bearing experience I've ever had right here. Because as I've said... This is the story that most quintessentially explains what it's like to be me. This could not be a more intimate telling, and so I don't want people to interrupt with such things. This is me bearing my soul to the world.
Okay.
In this tale of what I would have for lunch.
Don't do it! Don't bear your soul to the world. Is that the part? Did I get it right? Because I often need someone to tell me that before I bear my soul to the world. We all know that.
I don't even know how to yes and this at this point. Okay. I don't even know what's going on. All right, so Wendy's.
You go to Wendy's?
Yes. Because Wendy's is a good place for this kind of thing.
Yeah, and you can afford it a little bit too.
It's very modular.
Yeah.
Wendy's has a lot of things that are not too many points you stick with. And Wendy's chili. Chili is very good because it's tasty, it's filling, and it's pretty low points.
Okay.
For the chili. So I've had it. I'm like.
What? What was that? What was that?
That was Wonder Woman.
She said that was Wonder Woman to the rescue. Is that what I heard?
She said magic lasso to the rescue, I believe. That was freaky.
Okay, see? That wasn't me.
No.
That was a toy.
Stop interrupting me, Wonder Woman. All right, then. This is what I'm going to do. Me. Now, as you know, I believe you know from experience, I have a weakness at Wendy's.
You have a weakness at Wendy's?
Yes.
What, for Frosties?
No.
Oh.
The Baconator.
Did I know that?
Back when I was doing the carb thing instead, the Baconator was my baby. I love the Baconator. Oh. Baconator is awesome. The Baconator is also 26 points just for the freaking sandwich.
I really don't remember what a Baconator is.
A Baconator is a double cheeseburger with a lot of bacon and mayo and ketchup on it.
Okay, so you didn't have that.
Don't get ahead of us. There's a rhythm to this. That's my weakness. This is a problem.
Yeah, but it's 26 points.
It's 26. It's too crazy. And yeah, I stopped to think. I'm like, could I do this, like, just the sandwich? And that would be my lunch.
Oh, okay, sure.
And I'm like, I don't know, though. Just in terms of, like, cubic inches, I'm not sure that would keep me filled. I mean, I know in terms of calories it would. But I'm not sure that would be... I feel like that would be a bad call for lunch. I don't think that would work.
You, in other words, you're not getting the most bang for your buck there in terms
And just... Because whatever I do, I want to then not be hungry.
No, right.
And I'm like, just for the size of it versus, I don't know that would work. I'm like, well, shoot. Well, but there is a way around this. They have something that's exactly like the Baconator, but it's smaller.
Hmm.
It's called the Son of Baconator.
The Son.
That's what they named it.
I wonder why it's never the daughter of Baconator or the daughter of such and such.
But
is that just being sexist or... Or do they? Is it the marketing? Is it the demographic they're marketing to? What do you suppose that is? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You're killing me.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Absolutely killing me.
Go ahead.
And that's 19 points. It's better. But I'm like, but if I get a large chili with that, that's another 7. That's 26. I'm basically back at the same spot.
Back at the same spot. So but you've got a chili and a burger.
But it's still kind of high. I'm like, this is not, but I'm like, you know, I don't need. A big chili. I could do a small chili. And that's like 5 points. So then it's like 24. I'm like, that's fine. That's not ideal. But that'll work. I can make that work. This is what I decided.
Especially since you're having sushi later.
Yes. So I'm like, this is a 24-point meal. 19 points for the Son of Baconator. And a small chili. This will work. This is great.
I say do it.
And this is the decision I made by about like 10 o'clock. So this is what's in my head.
Okay.
And then I go to lunch. Okay. To the Wendy's right over here.
And you're going
to
do it.
Yes. And it's lunch, and Wendy's has a big... Wendy's is back... The drive-thru is backed up out to the street. But this particular Wendy's is really good at very fast turnover and that. So I know it won't take long, so I'm getting in line. But I'm there for a couple minutes. And while I'm there for a couple minutes, I'm seeing the signs inside and, you know, the big banners for new stuff or whatever. And Wendy's has new salads. And Wendy's makes good salads, and Wendy's makes decent-sized salads. And I'm like, I could get one of these. And that'd be way less points. And it should keep me pretty filled and stuff, and then I'll have plenty of points. And it'll be better for me. You know, this is a great idea. I'll do this. And they even have one I see sitting there that's Asian cashew chicken salad. I'm like, that sounds good. It looks good because I see the picture. I'm like, this is what I'll do. This is so much better idea. I'll do this. Forget Baconator, Son of Baconator. Forget the chili. I'll do one of the salad. I'll do the Asian cashew chicken salad. It's a great idea.
Why not? Because then later you can just eat that much more sushi.
And that's the thing. And it's Friday night.
Yeah.
So I'm going out for sushi, but afterwards I'm going to stay up late. I might want some midnight snacks and stuff. This is a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I say do it.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. So this is what I'm going to do. And I get up to the thing, and I get up to the window, and welcome to Wendy's. May I take your order? And I open my mouth to order.
Oh, no.
What do you think I ordered?
Don't do it.
What do you think I
ordered? Don't do it, Tony! Don't! I don't know what you ordered. The regular Baconator and a large chili.
See? That would be a good story. But that would not be the story touted as the quintessential story of what it's like to be me.
Oh.
No. Getting up there to order the Asian cashew chicken salad.
Sure.
Instead of the Baconator Jr.
Right.
And small chili like
right,
I had
right,
planned.
Right.
I ordered pulled pork cheese fries. And a small chili.
Well, how many points was all that?
I have no idea.
I mean, you didn't figure it out after the fact?
Don't get ahead of the story. We got so much more distance to go here.
So, wait. How did we, that was just a last minute, you just thought, oh, wait, that sounds better, and so you went with that, or?
I don't even know. Like, here's the thing. I ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to my own rearview mirror to give myself my what the hell face. Like, I don't know what happened. Like,
you weren't like, you were wondering, where was I when this happened?
Yeah, it just came out of my mouth. And I mean, fortunately, it's something they have. Otherwise, it would be extra weird.
But some like, your unconscious mind must have been considering that or something.
But because they have right now, they've got a promotional thing. They got these pulled pork sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
And they look kind of good. But I'm like, that looks like way too much. I haven't even considered those. But they also have a pulled pork on cheese fries because that's so much better. So, of course, I can do that. But then I order them. But I don't know how big these are. That might not be filling enough. So, of course, then I order a small chili to go with it. And before I have a chance to say to the little speaker box, what the hell just happened? She gives me the total and says, pull ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's done. And so I'm gonna own it.
Yeah, you got it.
And so I'm like, okay, I can do this. Now, you know, I said there's not a lot. I'm already like, if I get this much sushi, that's not very many points. That'll work. And maybe I can't eat as much like over the weekend. Maybe this dips into the cheap points, whatever. I'll make it work. I'm just going to own it. And so I got them and I took them back home.
Mm.
And pulled pork cheese fries at Wendy's, by the way, really good. And I ate them. And then I ate the chili. And then I went to the website and was like, okay, let's see how terrible this is going to be.
Yeah.
So,
how many?
If you recall, my original plan, Baconator Jr., sorry, Son of Baconator, 19 points.
19 points.
Yes. But now we have pulled pork cheese fries.
Yeah.
12 points.
Yeah, How is it 12 points?
I don't know.
No, is it because, like, is it a carb thing? But I mean,
I don't know.
Potatoes are starch. That's kind of.
I typed in the nutrition information from the website and 12 points. Now, later I remembered that technically the sauce that they had put on it, the barbecue sauce, was separate. And so I did that and that was another point. So it was 13. But it was still less than, like, my original plan.
So, like, kind of against your conscious will, the food gods intervened and gave you a solution that was both tasty, filling, and low in points.
Yes, and this is my life here. Well, first of all, my life is very focused on food, and I spend a lot of time thinking about stuff that's really not important at the expense of other stuff, and I'm constantly just stumbling drunkenly through the world, making terrible decisions and horrible mistakes. And it magically works out for me. And everything is good. And I have such a wonderful life. I am the person with the cognitive issues in the village in the Middle Ages. And just wanders around and sleeps in the gutter and stuff. But nobody's really mean to him because he's been touched by God. And they know he's watched over.
Touched, yeah.
And that's me. And one person I was telling this story to, and they said, up until the point when it got positive for you, that's still me. They're like, that's me. I'm all the time just bumbling into things and making terrible mistakes. And I said, yes, that part of it is not. Seriously, Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. God damn it.
What is making her do that?
It's a little people toy. It's her invisible jet, and she's a little people Wonder Woman. I know, but
what's making her talk?
When you push down,
yeah,
it makes her say things.
Sure.
And I was over there earlier trying to rearrange things, so apparently I put stuff in such a precarious position that unmeasurable seismic activity occasionally makes her go up. Because you can see her
atmospheric,
from here.
Atmospheric pressure.
And you can see there's stuff
on her head. Yeah, there's like a piece of paper sitting on her head.
And that box behind sort of as well.
Yeah, so
all the way. So
slight changes.
I don't know
the atmosphere.
It's
or...
weird. Yeah. And,
okay.
And it's pissing me off. Anyway, but no, I said lots of people have this, where they just constantly are bumbling into things and making terrible, stupid mistakes. And one of two things happens to those people:
they die.
One, they die. Exactly. That's the first one. They die of like a horrible mistake.
Of it.
And, oh, there went my arm. You know, and then and they die, or they eventually grow the hell up and get past it and function as normal people.
Yeah, whatever doesn't kill you.
Exactly. Eventually you figure out, wow, this is not... I'm just owning it. I'm just running with the scissors knowing I'm going to fall into the pile of pillows. And it's working out real well for me.
So, you know, for my own edification and
yes,
to help me better, you know, become a valuable and functioning member of society.
I'm always seeking to achieve that.
Can you tell me where exactly it was that people were saying don't do it? Because I still am unclear on that.
Mostly involved in the ordering. Because if you stop to think about it, I came up with three different, arguably four different lunches.
Right, but when you said when you were going to speak, you know.
They do a lot of, oh no, what you should do is get this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course, I wouldn't know anything about what to get at Wendy's.
And sometimes they did it. See, what you're missing here, and this is hard to explain, outside of how quintessential this is to summarizing what it's like for me, I thought it was funny. And I also thought the warning, though founded partially on real life experience, was funny. And that's why I said that stuff.
Oh!
And that's partially also why it's drawn out to this degree. Because I could tell the story much faster, but I thought this way was funny.
I see.
Yes. But no, people would. They'd be like, oh, what you should have done was this. And I'm like, I already done it. Are you giving me advice for the next... God damn it, Wonder Woman.
This is awesome. You know, we just recorded a podcast a little bit ago, and she didn't say a word.
No. I'm thinking uncharitable thoughts about Wonder Woman, and that doesn't happen very often.
Here's the thing, though. Whatever's going on with her, it's going to work out for you somehow. So that's
true. That's true.
So just chill out. Chillax, as the kids say.
Have some pulled pork cheese fries. Damn, things were good. Not going to lie. They were good. I hate that phrase, and I use that phrase a lot. Not gonna lie.
Because you lie all the time.
Yeah, but I also just think it's a stupid thing to preface something with. Like, maybe I might have credence to do it because I lie all the time. I'd be like, normally, I would lie. Right now, I'm not gonna lie. But most people use it, like, when they're caught something, to say, I'm not gonna lie, I did... So if you hadn't put that as a prefix, should we have assumed you were... Seriously.
This is so awesome.
I'm
going to move her closer and try to reproduce the conditions of her... Because I'll bet the listener can't even really hear it. Just we're getting interrupted when we talk every once in a while.
Very, very seldom, maybe three times before in my life, has a DC Comics superhero toy... angered me more than Ezzy. But this is one of those times. Apparently we are unable to sell the Fisher-Price toy already out of its package at the airport.
That's actually a pretty cool toy. I might have to go find one of those.
That was the thing. I mean, it was given to the producer, And the producer is not, as you may suspect, 3 years old. Like, it was because she loves Wonder Woman, and it's a cool Wonder Woman thing.
Yeah, it's a very cool Wonder Woman thing.
Except right... Except right now... Seriously, fly back to headquarters, because I'm sick of your crap. Fly all the way back to headquarters right now.
I wonder why it didn't go off last time.
I.
It's just been like 30 minutes ago we were recording our other podcast. Didn't go off once. That's funny.
Congratulations, Ezzy. You're my favorite for the moment.
Maybe we should start drawing some things out of the hat.
You do that. I'm petting my cat over here.
All right. The hat.
He was a good kid. Huge. Very cute. What you got?
This is anonymous.
Anonymous.
While at work.
While at work.
Do you ever have one of those existential FML moments? What's FML stand for?
Fuck my life.
Oh.
You really didn't know FML?
Nope.
Yeah. It's a common one these days.
Not at work. In fact, if anything, when I'm at work, that's when I get a reprieve from those types of ideas and thoughts.
I would,
you know,
guess.
Because I get so, you know, into what I'm doing that I don't have that doesn't come up.
I'm not familiar with whom this might be, but just from experience with people before, in a particularly frustrating job or something frequently deep with inside some sort of corporate structure where you just have this sort of realization that I spend the bulk of my waking hours here and whatever process I'm involved with is so unfulfilling, unsuccessful, pointless, redundant, unappreciated, poorly paid, whatever it is that you're just like, this is my life. Holy shit, this is terrible.
Mm.
And I like to think it's normally with some sort of cynical, bitter humor, because otherwise, go find a new job. Like, do that. I'm going to say I don't have these much now. I used to have these.
Well, I've had...
And I'm not just saying that because my boss listens.
No, I've had...
Although that would be a really good reason to say that.
I've had jobs where things were not very good at my job.
Yeah.
But it never made me think about my whole life that way. Maybe the job, or maybe not even the whole job, an aspect of the job, but not my whole life.
That was...
I'm not sure why.
Back before... The Twitters and the things like that. When I was back, I'd say back before I was medicated, when I was a much more angry person, frequently the height of frustration for me would be me yelling, I hate my life, in the most weird circumstance. Like I was trying to, there was one time our car got stuck in the snow out there, and I was trying to shovel it free, and we were late, and I was not dressed to be out there shoveling snow, and then I, slipped and fell, and I believe I came back up, and I slammed my hand on the hood of the car and was like, I hate my life. That was a very common phrase that I use, and I like to think that's a precursor to FML.
Except you're gonna fall in the pillows when you're running with the scissors.
That's me now.
Oh, now you realize.
Yeah, my whole life has not been that.
Oh.
Sometimes I fall down in the cold snow while trying to dig out the car.
Oh, what happened? What changed to make the cosmos care about how many points that you're?
Let's say my wife, because I think that sounds sweet and nice, and I get good brownie points for it.
So she's the opposite of a jinx.
Trish was the blessing that my life needed.
Mm.
To be this thing. but anyway, so I can relate. I can understand these moments. I don't really have them anymore. In general, I like my job now. There are days where it's annoying. There are parts that are annoying. There are people that are annoying. But overall, I like my job, and I like my boss, and I like what I do. And I feel like I'm still learning, and I feel like things are changing. And I always feel good about that at a job. when I feel like it's not static?
I can't think of any work that I've ever done or been at wherever.
I can't think of any work that you've ever done either.
Where I felt that way. Now, there are other situations in my life where I felt that way.
Sudoku?
No. In the last 6 years or so, I've often thought that at certain moments, but not at work. And it's, in the full course of my life, it's not something that I've thought very often. It's kind of funny. The last 6 years of my life have been very unique up against the backdrop of the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And
I would agree with that.
Which means that the entire time we've been doing this podcast, I've been in that place. So in a way,
you don't know William.
That's kind of true.
Gonna meet William.
That's kind of true. Anyone who knows me through the podcast, they know me in a very specific part of my life where I don't feel like I can't say that in the last 6 years I've been the best version of me.
Well, okay, so welcome to the real version of William. He swears a lot more. He wears a lot fewer pants.
I don't really know what picture is painted. Or anyone who's known me.
Weirdly, the real William, not a vegetarian. Wonder Woman? God damn it.
No, but anyone who's met me in the last 6 years, whether it's through the podcast or anything else, I have no idea what picture they have of me and how that matches up with the picture people had, like the people who work with me at Applied. What did they think of me, But I just know that there have been events in the last 6 years that I know have had an impact on me. And I've talked about them just a little bit on the podcast. And it's, you just don't know what impression you're making to other people while you're going through, serious, heavy stuff.
As somebody who's known you through both parts.
That's true. You knew me a long time before we started podcasting.
Yeah. There have been specific instances where I was like, wow, I would never have expected that from William. But in light of the things that are going on, that's just sort of a sign of how to... There have been some. And obviously, I'd say your overall mood is very different, has been very different for these years and all that. But you haven't really seemed like a different person, particularly.
Well, that's good.
So, people who've gotten to know him through the podcast, he's still the same guy. He may just seem in a different mood now. And also eat a lot of meat.
I just don't know. I know I felt a lot different. And those existential moments like the card's talking about had a lot of moments like that.
Yeah. And I certainly don't want to minimize what's happened. But also, even if the things that we're not referring to hadn't happened, you'd be very different than you were 6 years ago.
No, that's right, that's right.
So it's always hard to say to that.
But you always like to think whatever different you are, because you are going to be different over time, that it's somehow a better different, not a worse.
Maybe this is one of those that which does not kill you kind of things. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
I
guess we'll see. But
I won't. I'm sick of hanging around with you. So. But if you want to email me and tell me how it goes, that's fine. If you'd like to tell William what kind of picture you have of him,
no, don't do that.
Go to themagicaltalkinghat.com and post something on the blog.
Do post something on the blog, but you don't have to post anything.
You do. You have to.
About me. No, don't
you,
do
by
that.
Listening to this, you legally agree to go to the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com, and post what kind of picture you have of William. Or I will sue.
Well, maybe we're ready to draw something else from
right.
Yeah. I do have to say, when those moments come, it feels very odd, because there's like a whole other part of me that thinks, you don't really hate your life. You kind of feel that way right now, but not really. I mean, you've got all kinds of friends, you've got your family. I mean, there's really nothing for you to be this upset about if you take it all into account. But for whatever reason, when you're in the moment, boy, it just totally overwhelms you. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
More anonymous. We've had a big feed of anonymous ones lately. Yeah. You don't have to be anonymous, people. You can write your name or a pseudonym or whatever you'd like to call yourself. That's fine.
Yep.
This one's anonymous. If you were a professional wrestler, what would your wrestling name be?
My wrestling name would be, I really don't know. I mean, do you have an idea?
I feel like that could be your wrestling name right there. I really don't know. Well, I want it to be like a Mexican luchador kind of name. I've always been into that. It's one of the bits I always remember that it was on Mad TV, and it was one of those things that, like, made me laugh, and I knew it shouldn't make me laugh. Like, it was too dumb, but it did. They had occasional recurring things that were these Mexican wrestler characters in, like, weird other situations that weren't wrestling. And the three characters were one named El Aso Wipo, which that I did not particularly find funny. And then there was one named Diablo Negro, who was dressed as a devil and was a black guy. Also not so much. But then there was one whose name was Senor Bag of Crap. And he was just a Mexican wrestler, and he carried around a closed brown paper bag that we never saw inside, but it was Senor Bag of Crap. And I loved that as an... I thought that would be a great wrestling name. I don't know what my wrestling name would be.
There'd almost be no point to me picking one, because I think anyone who's ever seen me will know that I wouldn't last 2 seconds, even in a professional, you know, fake kind of situation. I would be done, and I would never wrestle again.
Well, okay, so this is their plan. Is they're taking an everyman, skinny guy, up there. He's going to wrestle, and they're just going to mop the floor with him. Fakely, of course, you will survive.
Okay.
We've been choreographing, and you will never be seen again. You just paid a little for this one time. So what's the name?
I don't know. That's what I mean. I suppose it could be kind of ironic, like some big scary name, and then I turn out not to be big and scary. But I wouldn't know what that is. Or it could be a name that indicates that the worst thing is about to happen to me, but I wouldn't know what that is either.
I don't know. I feel like I should be able to invent some sort of...
That's what I'm thinking. I'm kind of relying on you here because
But then I'm just like, can I get... In my mind, if I'm going to be a fictitious professional wrestler, I want to come up with, like, the most offensive... I'm like, can we still do blackface? Is that a thing I could do in wrestling? But... Touchy.
Magic lasso to the rescue.
Okay.
She must not like the blackface.
If I'm telling the truth, I wouldn't really want to do blackface. But I do think it'd be hilarious because, of course, I'd be just wearing the little Speedos and nothing else, and the blackface would just be my face. So the rest of me would still be white-skinned, flabby, pasty guy. and then blackface.
Maybe whatever Spanish for the guy who's about to die or something would be my name.
Could you base a wrestling character around that brain damage thing the guy in Memento had?
I don't know.
So just like every few seconds, you're shocked to discover you're in a wrestling
what
ring.
What am I doing here?
Yes. I'm an accountant. What's going on? Every time.
She does not like this
question. I feel like she's telling us to wrap it up, but we still have time, so you be quiet.
Maybe she wants us to drive.
You're not
question.
The producer. The producer's the producer. You're Tiny Toy Wonder Woman.
Well, based on the enthusiasm the producer shows for this tiny toy, it might be the associate producer.
I speak with the voice.
Or the assistant producer, however that works.
Our associate producer is a little people Wonder Woman. Producer's assistant is a little people Wonder Woman.
So we probably better not
I feel like that
make
just
her mad.
Gets us closer and closer to just two guys in adjoining cells in an asylum who think they have a radio show. Like, you know, and like, and we line up troll dolls and we like, that's the staff. And I feel like this is a dangerous territory to go into. We already share the stage with a cat.
Yeah. Who upstages us all the time.
Even though she says nothing.
Maybe because she says nothing.
We should try that.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Is it working?
I feel like this is better.
Yeah.
I feel like they're listening more intently.
Or else they're trying to see if their device is broken. Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk too fast to make them think their record player is on the wrong speed.
We're not doing very well with this Mexican wrestler question. As good as it is.
It doesn't say Mexican. Don't be racist.
I thought it did. No, oh, you. That. Oh, you added that.
I'm fascinated by luchadors.
Oh, so this is...
Just a professional wrestler.
Professional. Oh.
See.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
William the Musketeer, right? Tony, the guy from Memento Parsons. Have you ever seen the
Fist
movie?
Fist Fodder, maybe they'd call Fist me that.
That I don't think that's good.
No, probably not. But no, but professional wrestling, they like to do things like that just for effect. And they're just going to beat me up, and I'll never be on there again. It does not make you uncomfortable.
It does. It really does. You've seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? Yes.
Nope, haven't seen it.
See it. Get out of my house.
Okay.
I recently found out another friend hasn't. You gotta see that movie.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's such a seminal film, and it's just so amazing to see Hugo Weaving when he was hardly anybody, Guy Pearce when he was nobody, and Terrence Stamp, who was already kind of impressive in these roles. It's just amazing. Yeah, it's a hell of a movie. You need to see it. I recently found out a friend that hadn't seen it. To the video store to get that movie, because otherwise you shouldn't be interrupting.
Guy
Pierce.
Who's about to die. That's what I would be, wrestler.
Guy who's about to die?
Guy. You have to say it in a way that's poetic. Guy who's about to die. Because that's the way the announcer would say it, right? Like Guy.
Guy.
Like, my first name's Guy, and my last name's Who's About to Die. Like, one word.
Oh, presenting Guy Who's About to Die.
I don't know. I'm working really hard on this card because I think it's a good question that you and I should both have some really clever answers to, and we don't.
Like it. I don't know what it is.
I'm disappointed in both of us.
Did you ever watch wrestling?
When I was a kid, it was... It seems like it was on TV sometimes. I don't know who was watching it, though. I wasn't watching it, and I don't think the rest of the kids in my family
watched it. I watched it when I was a kid. I believe, basically, it was on after other... Like, it was, like, after Saturday morning cartoons or something it was on. And so I ended up watching it, and I watched it a lot. I was kind of into it for a while.
Yeah, I think...
I kind of had my favorites and the guys I love to hate and that kind of thing.
Dad would watch bowling or something, or golf.
Yeah.
And then... The TV would just stay on, and that would be on, and nobody would really be watching it. But it was, I don't remember anyone like paying attention to it or being a fan of it. But since it was on in the background, you knew who these names were, like Roddy Piper and all these other
Roddy Piper,
people.
Hulk Hogan.
Well, not Hulk
Warrior.
Hulk
who died
Hogan
recently.
Hulk Hogan was not a part of it when we were watching it. It was,
but Roddy Piper was.
Roddy Piper was. Andre
the Giant.
The Giant was. And a few other
Jake
people.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
But,
Jesse the Body Ventura.
No, see, those were a little bit after.
British Bulldogs.
A little bit after. The Hulk Hogan era was almost like its own new little era. Right after the Roddy Piper era.
Ultimate Warrior.
Randy Savage or whatever. Was it Randy Savage? Was that his name?
No, Randy Savage is an actor, I believe.
Was that the little kid?
That's
actor?
Fred Savage and Ben Savage.
Hey, we're doing one of those bits. Yeah, Randy the Macho Man.
Man Savage, there we go.
He passed
away. Slim Jim.
Yeah, he passed away. He was in the Spider-Man movie.
He might be the only person that is easier to do an impression of than Christopher Walken.
Buzzsaw McGraw, which was a cooler name than his actual wrestling name, in my opinion.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
But no, see, there was sort of an era of professional wrestling that it was on, like, when I was a kid. And then there was an era afterwards where Hulk Hogan was part of, and that's when they started having, like action figures and stuff. And, like, cartoons based on them and stuff.
Yeah,
that was a whole different era. And that stuff was never on television when I was growing up. Just that other stuff, the older stuff.
Macho Man Randy Savage. I miss him. I don't miss Ultimate Warrior. Okay. Ultimate Warrior turned out to be an asshole.
Maybe we should draw another card. Maybe that's what we need to do.
Well, it's your turn.
Yeah, right. It's my turn. I apologize to the audience that we didn't give more clever answers, because really that's an excellent question. We really should have done better. That's my feeling. Craig
T. Nelson, finally. I've been waiting for him to listen.
Coach?
Yep.
You know, they were filming, you know, all the exterior shots in that show they filmed here at the University of Iowa. And
did they really?
I was going to school here when they were filming it.
I need to watch that again. I didn't recognize any of the shots.
Yeah. You know, they'd put people in sweatshirts and stuff that reflected the fictional school, and they'd have them walk in and out of the buildings, and they were filming it. Because the guy who wrote it or created it or whatever was from here, and he was like...
I remember the shots. I don't remember. I'll have to look again.
Yep.
I was not a fan of that show, so...
Coach, they're all...
Oh, I thought you meant Poltergeist.
Oh, no.
That was hilarious, those of you not paying attention at home.
Have you ever fallen asleep on a bus or train and awoken to find yourself far past your destination?
No, but this is like a fear of mine. I won't nap on a bus or train or anything because of that. Too many, like, horror movies were based on that and shit.
Well, it's never happened to me. Mostly, I think, because,
Is it a real thing that happens very much, do you think?
Well, for people who take, say, a subway or, you know, a metro or something, I'm sure that, but, I mean, we don't do that every day ourselves.
Yeah, but I've done that before, and those tend to make big announcements about where they are. And, I mean, I don't know. This is a phenomenon I remember as a kid. You're sleeping. You're coming home from something with your parents. And it's night, and it's past your bedtime. And so you fall asleep in the car.
Sure.
You wake up as you get off the highway.
Like you're slowing down, like you intuitively...
Exactly. You feel the G-forces change.
Except in a train, it's constantly doing that. So if you're sleeping through one stop, you might sleep through the stop you're supposed to. Or in the bus, the same thing.
And not everybody sleeps the same deep. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't think I could ever sleep through.
But I mean,
other people can't.
I don't. I mean, I've been on one overnight train ride, and I was with a group of people. I mean, I wasn't going to not get off on my stop. You know, in the few times I've ridden in a city on a subway or whatever, I wasn't going to fall asleep. I mean,
not long enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not at all. I was like excited to be there, and I was looking around, talking to friends who were with me. But I mean, if on a day-to-day basis, let's say I get off work and I have to take a subway, a metro tube, whatever, home, and it's several stops, I could imagine falling asleep and missing my stop. I can imagine that. But, you know, you just wake up eventually and and then you get on the other train and come back. I mean,
unless it's the last train of the night and then you're that's a thing in London, especially, and a little bit in New York. Is the whole concept of something goes wrong and it's the last train, and so you're stuck in like a totally different part of the city till morning. I always find that a weird concept. Maybe because I've never lived in a big enough city for that to be a thing.
I'm not even sure what you would... I mean, you could call your spouse or someone to come pick you up. You could find a place to stay that might be in the area, but if you don't have anyone to call and it's in an area that doesn't have a place to stay or that's easy to get to, I suppose you just sleep on a bench in the subway.
Or you find like a 24-hour diner or something.
But
I think that'd be terrible.
But I've really not had the opportunity for that to happen to me is what it comes down to. I mean, I've ridden a few trains and buses, but not in the context where that kind of thing would be reasonable to happen to me.
Ezzy, do you have something to say? Are you delivering us a message from Wonder Woman?
I wonder if it's happened to Craig.
He asked. It would seem weird if it had not.
Well, he had something to say. Last time that we read a question of his on the air, it was about a video game, and he was kind enough to share his thoughts on the blog.
Yeah.
Which everybody else should do.
And, yeah, share Craig's thoughts
on
the blog.
Share Craig's thoughts.
Let's all together join in consuming Craig's thoughts and leaving him a soulless husk of a man. And I just got kind of creepy.
Which is good, because Halloween is tomorrow. For everybody listening.
Okay.
And we haven't really done anything to make this
really confused much
of
a...
I mean, you didn't do any special thing at the beginning for the Halloween episode like you often do.
And to be fair, I'm not the one who recommended he be named Fist Fodder, so, you know. Also, Ezzy's purring pretty loud. I'm guessing you guys can't hear it on the podcast, but she's purring pretty loud. Ezzy, do you want to purr into the microphone?
I can't even hear her purring. She's still doing it?
Yeah. Aren't we all?
She'll probably say something.
Freaking Wonder Woman.
Else before the end.
All right, one more.
One more. All right. Four questions. That's awesome.
My boss the other day was listening to one, and she's like, I'd never heard you got through so many questions. I don't even remember which it was. I think we only hit like three or four. I'm like, I think our record is six.
Oh, I think six. Yeah, six. I don't think we've ever done seven, but I do think six a couple times. A few times. We've done six.
Yes.
But it used to be pretty common for us to get the three and four.
Yeah.
And then we've had one where we didn't get any. And
another anonymous. What is your ideal peanut butter plus something sandwich?
Well, we all know peanut butter and jelly.
I feel like
for me too.
Although, particular jam or jelly in question?
I have to say, for sentimental reasons, grape. I don't have grape jelly very often because it's hard to find grape jelly that's not sweetened with sugar. Because
yeah.
I mean, I prefer, a fruit spread that doesn't have any sugar in it.
Yeah.
And so usually I have to go with strawberry, which I do like. Or like a blackberry is nice, blueberry's good. But, you know, I grew up eating grape jelly on peanut butter, and I really like that. So if I find one that it's pretty hard to find, but if I find one that's sweet with fruit juice or something, I'll get that, and it's great.
See, I largely grew up eating homemade jam, freezer jam, from strawberries that were local or blackberries from our backyard and things like that. Didn't have a lot of jellies. Like jellies. Yeah, probably strawberry jam would be my ideal then in that situation. But you know what's a good one that's in the vein? Peanut butter and apple butter.
Yeah,
and
that's good too.
And I'm a big fan of apple
butter. Yeah, I am too. Peanut butter and apple butter is very good.
Growing up, I think we've talked about this before, but there were a variety of peanut butter and sandwiches in my life. Peanut butter and banana was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter and pickle, I ate... I don't remember really why I ate it, because I don't think I liked it. And it's, I remember what it tastes like, and I mean, I could eat it. Like, you know, if I'm in the prisoner of war camp, they give me that, I'll eat it.
I know, I like peanut butter pickle.
I do not. It was exclusively dill.
I still,
sweet
yeah.
might be better.
No, dill's good. I will have peanut butter and pickle every once in a while, still.
Peanut butter and raisin was pretty good. And then the weird one that I always talk about before here, peanut butter and mustard. I learned this from my cousins. That was their favorite sandwich, and I thought it was disgusting because I was a normal, rational person. But then years later, I find myself realizing someday when I'm like a teenager, I'm like, I think I'm just thinking about how I like trying new foods, and there's lots of things that like I would have thought was gross when I was a kid. And suddenly I'm like the peanut butter and mustard. And I was like, I wonder what that is like. And so I went down the stairs and made one. And it's quite tasty. I mean, it didn't become in my regular routine. Here's the deal. You have to like peanut butter, and you have to like mustard. If you like those two things, it is good.
No,
it essentially becomes a mustard flavor, but with the texture and volume of peanut
butter. I'm not surprised, because if you like peanut butter and pickle, which I do, there's a lot of things... flavor-wise, that are going to be similar there. And I do like mustard, so I probably would like
it. I should probably revisit this concept, because as I've gotten older, I've discovered I really enjoy Asian peanut sauces, like Thai peanut sauces.
Yeah, sure.
Love those things.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of peanut paired with sweet or salty or sour or things like that.
My dad really liked peanut butter and honey sandwiches. Which I'm sure are tasty, but I never really... To me,
I've had them. They're fine.
It's like sweetened peanut butter.
Exactly.
Doesn't really do it for
the
me.
The kids next door are into those.
It's not bad. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. I've heard peanut butter and apple. I don't know that I've ever... I've had apples with peanut butter. Yeah, I assume it would taste similar.
Probably. I've never had a sandwich either, but yeah, apples and peanut butter is pretty good sometimes.
Yeah. I'm sorry? Fluffernutter. Another one I never had. I didn't know it existed until it showed up on the sitcom Who's the Boss, and I thought they had invented it there, but apparently it's just a thing. Fluffernutter is peanut butter and marshmallow cream. You know, like you get those jars of marshmallow.
I suppose that'd be
cream.
Good. It'd be sweet for me. I don't think I'd like it, but I'm sure it would taste good.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and chocolate sauce.
Yes. That is a flavor combination I've really been digging in more recent years. Peanut butter chocolate, which I've always kind of liked, but especially as an ice cream. Peanut butter with... peanut butter ice cream in general I like. But peanut butter and chocolate as an ice cream flavor is really nice.
Peanut butter goes with a lot of things. I suppose, really, you should say peanuts. And it kind of gets back to what you were saying. When you enjoy, like, Thai food, or when you enjoy... foods that use peanut sauces, you realize how versatile it really is, and you can combine it with a lot of neat stuff.
Yeah. So,
but I realize it's a boring answer to say peanut butter and jelly, but
might as well be both. Then I haven't tried anything more except like peanut butter and bacon or something like that. That would probably be interesting, but I haven't tried that.
Yeah, I imagine it would be good. I mean,
I have had recently, in fact, had a burger with peanut butter on it at a restaurant, and it was pretty tasty.
Yeah, we
And now that I think about it, I also had bacon on that.
Yeah,
and it was still pretty tasty.
We had peanut butter on our burgers sometimes, and peanut butter and bologna, and peanut butter and, you know, it is amazing how
very few things clash with peanut butter.
Yeah, that's what's kind of funny when you
actually. I was going to say seafood, but then I realized I've put peanut sauce on seafood before, so I have no idea what clashes. If you know what wouldn't go with peanut butter, tell us on the blog.
Peanut butter and ketchup?
That's possible.
You think?
Well, but let's back up a step. What about peanut butter and tomato? I'm very wary of that one.
But something about that. I don't know.
I'm less wary of that than the ketchup. The ketchup does sound like it could be bad.
Peanut butter and barbecue sauce? Like smoky barbecue sauce. You know, like...
I think that could work.
Yeah, I think
I'm not saying that makes a super tasty sandwich. I'm saying you could mix the two as like a glaze or something. Yeah, yeah. That could work.
Like, what if you had a pulled pork barbecue sandwich with peanut butter on it?
Peanut butter. That could work.
Yeah, that could work. It's, that's what I'm saying. When you really think about it, it challenges you just a bit. But you think about other, like I said, usually it's because you've had Asian food with peanut stuff in it, and you realize how versatile it is. Yeah, peanuts are really versatile.
But yeah, if you can think of shit that wouldn't go with peanuts or peanut butter, tell us on the blog, magicaltalkinghot.com. I'm very wary of the ketchup one, I think. But
I thought you said tomato.
No, I would totally work with that. You could make a lovely dessert out of that. Peanut butter and sour cream.
Peanut butter and Philly cheese.
The peanut butter,
it's the right proportion,
and tomato. I wanted to go back because I figured if I could see that then. And I'm not sure about that, but I'm even less sure about the ketchup one.
Okay.
But in my mind, ketchup is a very black and white condiment. It either works or it really doesn't.
I know, that's why I mentioned it, because that's what it seems like to me.
Ketchup does not go with anything.
But
it goes great with some stuff, and it goes terribly with some stuff.
That's the way
I
feel
about it. And there's really
nothing
in between.
That's the way I feel about it, too.
And so I'm like, either this is going to be a surprise taste sensation, or it's going to be awful.
Peanut butter and mashed potatoes.
No, I'm totally comfortable with that.
Really? I'm not sure.
I don't know that it would be good, but like, I have no trepidation to try it if you brought it to me.
If you put
peanut butter
oil
and ketchup, I'd have to take some deep breaths first.
If you put peanut oil in the mashed potatoes, that sounds like
it
would taste good.
Well, hell
yeah. Yeah, that sounds like it would taste good.
But no, you could just smear the two on a piece of bread.
But I mean, that's what peanut butter essentially is.
Mashed potato peanuts.
Is peanut oil with some, you know, matter in it that's, you know, crunchy or creamy. I mean, that's what you're tasting is the peanut oil, and it's got a it's got the flavor of it is so, I don't know, it's mild and it's very pleasant.
The producer brought me back from her trip to California, well, a couple of things, but the one that I'm really intrigued about is pistachio butter. And I've had a lot of nut butters, but I've never had pistachio.
I never
had either. Pistachio
is
my favorite nut, so.
Yeah, I think that would be very delicious.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap this up. Go have a Halloween. And we will talk to you guys in a week. Anything else to say, Wonder Woman?
Okay.
That would have been awesome. Right there.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.